This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The coronavirus pandemic has upended lives and, for some, harmed their mental well-being. In response, Transitions Mental Health is adding new features to help people throughout the Central Coast get through these difficult times. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
At the start of the pandemic, Megan Alvarez with Transitions Mental Health says calls to the SLO hotline surprisingly didn't spike. But now, in the last few months, they're starting to see an uptick.
I think the wear and tear on us as this drags on for months and months and much longer than expected is just starting to impact people's mental health. Humans are social by nature, and I think people are just really starting to struggle with this.
To meet the needs, Ilira Brown, program manager for SLL Hotline, says they'll be offering two new ways for people to connect. Both don't require insurance and have no out-of-pocket cost. One is a 10 to 12 week Zoom-based therapy program. The other is a texting service for people who may not feel comfortable calling or seeing someone face to face. The service is now available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and uses the same SLO hotline phone number. First-year Cal Poly student Julie Martin says she likes the idea of texting someone to talk to. She moved from Morgan Hill and spends most of her day inside her dorm since her classrooms are via Zoom.
Personally, it was really hard for me, just like meeting people. Here, it's just kind of like, oh, there's like a restriction of how many people you can go eat with or go do anything with. So, yes, it is really hard.
A Cal Poly student from Texas, Tori Thomas, says she's also having a rough time as the pandemic drags on. But she likes the idea of the Zoom therapy option more than the texting one.
I kind of get sick of like typing and it just doesn't feel authentic. I really like face-to-face connection.
No matter what age someone is, and if the problem is big or small, Transitions Mental Health hopes people take advantage of the new features, even if you just need someone to vent to on a bad day. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.